Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Peter.
It's good to be here again, recording our skill number four in the practice of dialogue.
Yes, skill number four.
So we're here on Jagatturubu country, and we're exploring what we have identified as dialogue skill four, and we've titled this Changing the Story, but always with permission. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I think the reason we're talking about this is that, in the practice of dialogue, we're really honoring people's story.
Yes.
We've talked about sticking with people's text, being very conscious of not drifting to our commentary. We've been focused in the last skill on working with people's keywords, their heurisms that offer pathways forward. So we have a philosophy and a practice of dialogue that is committed to honouring people's story.
Absolutely.
Yet we're now leaning into a couple of buts. And this skill is the but what if people get stuck in their story in a way that is, it might be positive, but there's not really a way forward with, there's not an energy. People are stuck in their story,
People
and
are stuck.
so that's what this skill is. It's like, we honoring the story, but we're actually seeking to change it. Or we, yep, and
Peter, this is a more sophisticated domain of practice, and it's one that requires great sensitivity and reflection, and it also requires some degree of speed. You need to be on cue with this. But above all, you've got to seek permission. Now, there are four areas where this occurs.
yep.
And the first one is when people tell you a story and it's big and it's hard and it's difficult.
So their story is a problem that feels overwhelming to them.
Overwhelming.
Yeah.
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 Am I stuck?
Yeah.
It's absolutely wonderful that they've acknowledged the problem.
And that problem could be, an example might be, the youth are a problem in our
The
community.
youth are a problem in our community.
The people don't respect us anymore.
Well, yeah. So there we could perhaps say, I saw Peter playing. Is it possible to go and talk to him? Or what do you think about the idea of us seeing what they do at night,
The
where
young
there's the
people at
young
night.
people at night,
Yeah.
where they're doing? But already, because you're suggesting, you're shaping up action, and it's critical that permission needs to be sought. It's your idea, it's not
Yes, we're
there.
inserting our idea. Yeah.
That's right.
So you would never say, let's go and
Let's
talk to
go.
the young people. It's always framed as a permission.
A permission.
Yeah. But it moves from the youth are a problem, we're stuck, to
To this much more specific piece of action.
yep. So
And
that's the
one
first one.
that, yeah, that's the first, from the big to the small.
The big, so from the big totalizing problem
To the
to the
small.
small.
Yeah.
Yep.
The second one, Peter, is tense, to do with past, present, and future tense. When we talk to some of the old people in communities, a lot of the time they tell us about really important resources that are lost. We used to have respect. We used to swim in this swimming hole. We used to have fish in the river.
Yes.
So these key ideas are lost, but also there's future tense problems when you're dealing with, I want to be a train driver. Where do we begin with that? That was one story that really sticks in my head, this young boy wanting to be a train driver. So seeking permission to, how do we get that resource from the past, from the future, into the present so that we can build steps to make both a reality. But it's a change of story. It's a change of tense in the story.
So if the current story, which we're suggesting might be a bit stuck, is, you know, we used to swim in this river, but it's now polluted. We're asking permission with something like...
Yes. To. And then you can make the suggestion, but you've already sought permission to change their story. Now, it could well be that the old man says, haven't you heard me? This is over.
Yes. So we'll never be clean and swimmable again.
It's lost.
Yeah. But the other opportunity is, well, could we, what would be the chances of getting people together to discuss how we clean up this creek?
Yeah.
But that's a permission-seeking question.
Because you can already see that it's framing the action.
Yeah.
And unless it's owned, there won't be results.
Yeah.
The third one is a really very, very important one. It's from objective talk to subjective talk. So it's sometimes very difficult on behalf of the community. This is what it is, you know. And so it's hard to get a grip on, is this what you really think, or is it, talking about the problem rather than to the problem?
So you might be talking to a community leader, and the community leader says the community doesn't want to.
This, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like,
on behalf of the women of the community, or on behalf of, you know, so. And then it sort of goes nowhere sometimes, that. And so to break through that, is it okay if I ask what you think?
So that's the move to the subject.
The subject, you know, so that it then becomes what we call authored text, and it's text that we know is more secure and you know, richer to work with and so on. But again, it's clearly a change in the story.
Yeah.
So permission, permission, permission.
Yeah. So that's, we've got three there. We've got from big to small.
Yep.
From past tense or future to present.
Yes.
And from object to subject. Okay. And now the fourth one.
Fourth big one, Peter.
Yeah.
So many of the keywords are nouns.
Yeah.
Water. Family.
We don't have
children.
Enough water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, how do you get a noun to walk, to be able to do something with? So is it a water pipe? But you can already see, if you suggested that without permission, you've got a project.
People start thinking pipe. Oh, right. Let's find pipes.
Let's make pipe or whatever. It could well be what's exactly required. Or it could be water rights. That they're not being distributed properly. With those sort of really universal words, seeking permission is absolutely critical to the outcome of the process.
Yeah.
Getting an arm to walk, always, always, always with permission.
Okay.
And they are some of the most wonderful words that we work with in dialogue.
So this requires a very astute, aware practice in the text. But now we're going awareness of shifting the text or the story. These four grammatical shifts.
Yeah.
Big to small, past or future to present. Object to subject, noun to verb, or making the noun move. So this is quite sophisticated.
And, it is sophisticated.
As you said.
The other issue associated with this fourth principle is the speed with which it's to be done. Sometimes with say the second principle, first and second movement together, third movement, you've got time. Sometimes with this fourth principle,
the fourth skill, yeah,
you really do need to. There's a timing element combined with a sensitivity and a consciousness of actually what you're doing.
Yeah, so that, I mean, we've talked about trust in the previous skill, dialogue building trust, and really you're making judgment.
You would never do this without some degree of third movement and, you know, trust element in the process. So it is a fourth skill.
And we're really building on skill three. We're really trying to forge pathways here. But the risk is we're inserting some of our suggestions, you know, our material, hence the seeking permission. And we're doing this because of what? I mean, what's the risk if we don't seek permission? And you kind of implied it. We might find ourselves alone on a project if people haven't really come on this journey.
The favourite phrase that I know gives it away that you've not sought permission is, I just can't get people to do this. Getting people to do this is a
sure sign.
It's almost like a little sign saying, have you sought permission? And invariably it's because they've broken principle, skill four.
Yep.
They've violated skill four.
Okay, well, look, this is really helpful. I think, you know, so working with stuck story, we've got some wonderful
ways
possibilities
forward
here. And I think it's a great link to our final skill, which we'll be dealing with. Not stuckness, but secrets.
Secrets.
So look forward to that one.
How do you deal with secrets?
Okay.